TV license blind concession available. Did you know you or your clients could be entitled to a 50% concession on a TV license? Anybody registered as blind, severely sight impaired, should ensure they claim the 50% reduction on the cost of their TV license. Live-in carers or family members could also benefit as, once in place, the concessionary license covers any equipment used to watch or record live TV at the address, including on TVs, laptops, tablets, mobile phones, and game consoles. If you advise someone who lives with a person who is blind, check if they have a full fee license in their name. If so, they can transfer the license to the name of the person who is blind and receive the concession. To do this, fill in the form here at tvlicensing.co.uk/blind or call 0300 790 6112. If you or your client would like any TV licensing information in large print or braille, please contact our campaign office at campaignoffice@tvlicensing.co.uk. A blind concession TV license costs £72.75 for a colour license and £24.50 for a black and white license.
TV penetration and the TV license. You may have seen claims in the media suggesting 1,000 people a day are cancelling their TV license. A national newspaper calculated these statistics from the Broadcasters Audience Research Board, BARB, establishment survey. The number in the headlines relates to people who say they no longer have a TV set in their home, not people who have cancelled their TV license with TV licensing because they only watch catch-up. If someone does not have a TV in their home, it does not mean they don't need a TV license. A license is needed to watch or record live TV on any device, including a computer, tablet, or phone. In fact, the number of licenses in force rose last year.
TV licensing on the road. TV licensing works closely with community organisations throughout the UK. In this edition, we focus on the Consumer Empowerment Partnership Warwickshire. In Brief talks to District Manager David Gooding as the centre continues helping communities in the West Midlands. Question 1. In a nutshell, what services does your organisation offer?
As a Citizens Advice Bureau, we provide free, confidential, independent and impartial advice to people living in our catchment area, which is the boroughs of Nuneaton and Bedworth, Rugby and Tamworth. Our service is delivered by over 150 highly trained volunteers and 33 paid staff. During the financial year 2014-15, we helped over 16,000 people and handled 52,777 issues. The main issues we advise on concern welfare benefits, debts and finance issues, consumer matters, housing, employment and relationships. We also use evidence from the problems people bring to us to highlight issues of concern and to campaign for change.
Question 2. How does your role fit in there, and what do you like most about your job?
As the organisation's senior manager, I am responsible to our board of directors to ensure we are delivering a quality and accessible advice service that meets with the needs of our clients, funders and stakeholders. Having started work as a volunteer in the CAB service 24 years ago and a CAB manager for 21 years, I guess I like it all, particularly helping people resolve their problems, working with volunteers and alongside other dedicated community-based organisations. Every day is different and that's good. Leading such a dedicated team who focus on their energies on resolving people's problems and supporting each other is a real privilege too.
Question 3. What are the common issues your clients are dealing with at the moment?
Money worries are a major issue. Trying to make ends meet, issues surrounding the government's welfare reform programme, and those who are employed on 0 hours contracts all add to the challenges people face. The high cost of housing, transport and essential services put a strain on family finances as well and can have a negative impact on relationships. So there's always plenty to do. We're also seeing an increase in vulnerable people who, because of cutbacks in public sector funding, have had their support services either cut or closed, leaving them without the help they need to live independently. This has had an impact on their mental health and well-being.
Question 4. Tell us about a recent campaign or project you've worked on. What made it so successful?
In Warwickshire, we have teamed up with the other local Citizens Advice Bureau and Trading Standards to form local consumer empowerment partnership stakeholder groups. We have jointly worked on campaigns including getting a better energy deal for those who pay by meter, scams awareness, and the impact of welfare reforms. Success has come through partnership working to reach a wider audience to gather evidence and cascade information through partner networks.
Question 5. What are the benefits of organisations forming partnerships with TV licensing?
Receiving regular updates is good. This includes the various payment options available for those who are struggling financially, and with an increase in the variety of digital communications, advice about who does or who does not need a TV licence. Presentations, given at our local consumer empowerment group meetings, have resulted in lively discussion and enabled organisations to pass on relevant information to their service users.
Quickfire round with David. City or countryside?
Countryside.
Dogs or cats?
Neither.
Favourite colour?
Blue.
Sweet or savoury?
Savoury.
Cinema or theatre?
Theatre.
Favourite music genre?
Classical church music.
Sunrises or sunsets?
Sunrise.
Football or rugby?
Football. Ipswich Town FC.
Board game or jigsaw?
Board game.
Seafood or meat?
Meat.
If you have any other further questions for David, you can contact him here at david.gooding@brancabex.org.uk.
Ask TV Licensing. TV Licensing's community relations team speaks to hundreds of organisations every year to help make sure people understand when a licence is needed and how to pay. We often attend conferences, provide workshops, and put on Q&A sessions. As part of a regular feature, we provide answers to frequently asked questions. Have a question you need answering? Email us at campaignoffice@tvlicensing.co.uk or call us on 020 875 265 37. We are a voluntary-led charitable organisation and we have a television with an inbuilt DVD at work. We never use it as a TV, we just show training DVDs on it. Do we need a licence?
You do not need a licence if the television is only ever used to watch training DVDs. However, you will need one if you ever choose to watch or record live TV at work. More information on when a business or organisation should and shouldn't be licensed can be found on our website, tvlicensing.co.uk/businessinfo.
I take my personal iPad to work with me, and I sometimes watch live television on iPlayer. Do I need to purchase a license for my business, or does my home license cover me?
Your home license will cover you as long as your iPad is not plugged into the mains at work. If you watch live TV on your iPad whilst it is charging at the mains, your place of work will need a TV license.
Welsh Language Scheme Updates. Since our last update, the Welsh Language Commissioner, WLC, has published its report on the inquiry into Welsh language standards. The report contains a summary of responses from 119 organisations, including TV licensing, as well as from members of the public. The next steps are Welsh Government Ministers to consider the WLC's conclusions and inquiry responses. Welsh Government to publish draft regulations, which are likely to be voted on by the Welsh National Assembly by the autumn. The WLC will then serve compliance notices setting out the detailed impact the Welsh language standards legislation will have for organisations. This is likely to be before the end of 2015. In the meantime, TV licensing continues to operate under its existing Welsh language scheme.